We're here on KSOM, and we're talking high school golf. The Harlan boys team are looking to be competitive this year, and they certainly have a leader who has been competitive on a lot of the leaderboards. He ranks in the top 10 on the Hawkeye 10 Conference. Jonas Reynolds of Harlan boys golf with us here on KSOM. And Jonas, how are you feeling about the golf season so far this year?
Feeling pretty good. Team's been pretty successful. I mean, won our first couple of duels, and then invites have been a little shaky, but I mean, we're all pushing through it.
Yeah. How about your game? What has been working so far this season for you?
I mean, been pretty consistent on putting. I've been trying my best to just get pretty close on my first putts, but irons have been a little shaky some at some points, but most of the time been pretty good. Driving and just trying to get the first shot, just trying to find my fairway on my tee shots. So
yeah, what do you consider your strength of your game?
Probably my putting at this point.
What's your secret to your putting?
First putt's just trying to get it within 5 feet of the cup so I can just get that second putt, just roll it in.
Very good. What about just, I mean, some of the competition you faced, the courses that you've played, how difficult has some of that been so far this year?
The courses have all been pretty nice. The competition, I mean, I've played with a bunch of guys that, I mean, I've enjoyed, and I mean, it's been pretty competitive all season. So
what do you make of competitive or how competitive is the golfers in this conference? It seems like the Hawkeye 10 is pretty deep in boys golf this year.
Yeah, we've got, I mean, Atlantic's got a great group of guys on their top six. Denison has a couple good ones. We've got a couple guys on our team can shoot low every once in a while. So, I mean, we're just looking to compete day by day.
Yeah, absolutely. So what started your interest in golf?
I actually grew up, my grandpa was a golf coach, and my dad just put a golf club in my hands the moment I could walk. So
so like 2, 3 years old, you had a golf club.
Oh yeah. Just started taking it serious about probably 4 years ago, a couple years before high school started, so.
Okay, so what was that time like there to learn the game? What did you do to learn it?
You know, my dad has taken me to like Omaha, got a couple of golf lessons in, so I've been doing that for a couple of years.
And what about your grandpa? Did he give you any lessons, any words of advice?
Yeah, he just said try and keep my head on my shoulders during golf meets, try not to lose it too bad.
How can you explain what your grandpa means to you, and just because of the game of golf? I guess it was a great way for you to bond with him.
Yeah, he means the world to me. I mean, I wouldn't have enjoyed golf as much. I grew up golfing with him, and he's just been a role model for me my entire life. So
what's his name?
Richard Dabrico.
Okay. I've got great memories playing with both of my grandfathers. My only hole in one was with my grandpa, which I remember like it was yesterday. So that's a special bond that you will share for all times. When you said you started to get serious in golf, what did you do to ramp things up? When did you realize that you were going to be good?
When I started to realize I was going to be a little bit better, I started to golf like as much as I could. It's like the only thing I kind of focused on during the summers, that and baseball, but golf's just been kind of a way to get outside and spend time with my dad, my grandpa.
Yeah. Yeah. You play on the baseball team too?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, seems like everybody does on the Harlan baseball team. get back to state this year.
Yeah.
but more on that later. So Do you follow the professional game? I mean, do you have a passion for watching golf on television and following that?
I watch a couple of guys. My favorite's DeChambeau, because he's just fun to watch when he's out there. Kind of try and model my game after him, except the swing as hard as I can part. But
you wish you could hit it as far as him, right?
Oh, yeah. It'd be a dream come true if I could hit a golf ball 350 yards consistently.
So, I mean, how far can you hit generally off the tee?
Like 290, 300. I can get it up to 315 if I swing hard, but I try not to.
Yeah. You don't know where it's going to go after that. Right?
Yeah.
What's like the nicest golf course you've ever played at?
The nicest golf course, probably Spencer here in Iowa. With like, I like playing the invites. I mean, get out of school, but then get to meet new people.
Okay. Yeah. Awesome. And what about, I mean, just like playing golf outside of Iowa, what's the nicest course you maybe have played ever?
I don't know. I don't think I've golfed very much outside of Iowa.
Okay. But Spencer has a really nice course. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay. What has been, you're a junior now, so you've had a couple of years. Have you had the opportunity to get to state yet?
I have not.
What's that journey been like, and you know, how close do you think you are to making that?
I feel like I have a decent shot this year. Last year didn't play very good most of the year, and it was kind of a frustrating year, but looking to get there this year. But
how do you think you've turned things around? If you were disappointed last year, you mentioned the putting, but overall, what would you say, you know, your attitude was? Obviously you were motivated to turn things around after that. Talk a little bit about that, and what motivated you to push yourself to get better after last season?
It was mostly I have a couple friends on the Atlantic golf team, and I saw them get to state, and I just trying to be the best I can for my team and my coach, and just trying to play to the best of my abilities and try not to just trying to get to state this year.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you got a good shot. Although the competition is going to be tough. What are you going to focus in on here on your game? I mean, you're about halfway through the season here, regular season, before you get into the districts and qualifying and all that, sectionals and everything like that. So what's your main focus to try and get that goal?
My main focus is just trying to be more consistent out there. I'm just trying to get to the point where I can dial it down, so I don't have as many like double bogeys, triple bogeys on the scorecard.
Avoid the hockey sticks and avoid the snowmen. That's the goal.
Yeah.
Don't want to see those. Well, Jonas, I really appreciate your time, and certainly we'll be following you and your progress here throughout the season, and hopefully it will work out for you, and may those birdies be with you. Thanks so much.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Jonas Reynolds of Harlan Golf. He's a junior for the Cyclones with us here on KSOM.